Congress has until week's end to prevent a government shutdown. We'll focus on that with Fox's Jared Halpern just ahead. But I do need to quote Jared in a text message that just came to my phone that had me stunned to read. The Cowboys will need to play a lot better than they did yesterday to beat the Jags. They have double the amount of wins of the Jaguars. You're not feeling all that confident, are you?
Listen, you grow up a Cowboys fan like I do, and this is the time of year that you start setting yourself up for disappointment. And so it's better to set that bar low and then be like, oh, man, what a relief. And then be like, they're going all the way. Because, listen, I've been disappointed for a long time by my beloved Cowboys, as you know, Rich.
Jags looking a lot better this last couple of weeks, except for last week.
They are. And listen, it was not like a decisive win for the Cowboys against the Texans yesterday. I think the Cowboys were 17.5-point favorites going into the game.
Wow.
we did not win by that much, did
well,
we?
Hopefully you'll be able to keep both eyes on the game on Sunday, because it's possible that you may have another eye on what's happening over in the Congress, a long, long to-do list. And the usual year-end funding puzzle, is there any sign of optimism that they're going to be getting a deal done by week's end?
And much like being a Cowboys fan, when you talk about the budget at the end of the year, you try and set that bar pretty low because you don't want to be disappointed. And listen, the goal here is to get what's called an omnibus done, which listeners of Jamie Dupree already know is a bunch of spending bills that you roll into one piece of legislation. You keep the government funded through the fiscal year. Republicans and Democrats have not yet settled on those top line numbers for an omnibus. In other words, how much to spend for defense, how much to spend for non-defense. So that's goal number one. Once they get that done, actually, it becomes much easier. But they are running out of time. They have until Friday of this week. Just from a sort of the way that the process works, they would probably have to announce an agreement today or tomorrow to have any chance of getting an omnibus done by the end of the week, which is why it's increasingly likely now that we see yet another CR, a continuing resolution to extend current government funding. And the question is, how long do they push that for? Do they try and do it for a few days, maybe a week, get right to that Christmas break, and then try and press forward with a longer-term bill? Or do they say, listen, we're going to put this off for a few more months once Republicans take control of the House and they get more say? Perhaps that's the avenue that many Republicans want to go. And so that, I think, is the question for this week, not if they keep government open, for how long, Rich.
All right, we'll stay on top of the storyline as it develops throughout this week. Jared Halpern in Washington, thanks.